With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. More picks have been announced for the new Donald Trump administration, including Matt Gaetz, nominated for Attorney General, and Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Rubio says Matt Gaetz should get a fair shake after being nominated as Attorney General.
I like Matt a lot. I know him very well, and I'm confident that if the Senate confirms him, he would do a good job. And again, presidents are entitled to have the people that they want in these key positions to carry out the mandate that's been delivered to him by the voters of the United States.
Trump also selected Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democratic member of Congress and presidential candidate, to serve as his director of national intelligence. A fired FEMA employee shares details on a discrimination scandal within the agency.
The former Federal Emergency Management Agency supervisor fired for reportedly directing disaster relief workers to avoid hurricane-hit homes in Florida, sporting signs supporting Donald Trump, is now spilling the beans on the department's discrimination scandal. According to the ex-employee, this was not an isolated incident, as the agency insists, and the discriminatory practice is happening elsewhere in other disaster areas. She says, in fact, it's widespread FEMA policy to discriminate against politically hostile houses when allocating aid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Biden will hold talks this week with China's Xi Jinping on the sidelines of an international summit in Peru. The face-to-face meeting comes as Beijing braces for Donald Trump's return to the White House. The White House confirmed plans for the meeting while the two leaders are in Lima for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, which will come just over 2 months before Trump's inauguration. Mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow up by 47 points, the Nasdaq dropping 50. This is SRN News. A new look at giving from the Barna Group. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The poll reveals that the most generous Americans are the oldest Americans. When asked if they give money to their local church or other charity, 72% of the oldest citizens say yes. 64% of baby boomers do too, as do 58% of Generation X. However, younger cohorts are less generous, although that could be a function of the fact they simply don't have as much money as their parents or their grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The co-founder of Moms for Liberty expects President Trump to deliver on campaign promises to end the spread of the LGBT agenda in the schools. Tiffany Justice says American parents voted for their children's future in a post on X. Observers expect Mr. Trump to immediately nullify the Biden administration's Title IX rule, adding gender identity to anti-discrimination statutes. SRN News. There's a major recall from General Motors.
Nearly 462,000 vehicles have major transmission problems, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The recall involves some models of the 2020 to 2022 Chevrolet Silverado, GMC Sierra, 2021 Cadillac Escalade, the Chevrolet Tahoe, and the GMC Yukon. The transmission control valve on the impacted vehicles may fail, causing the rear wheels to lock up, increasing the risk of a crash. General Motors is asking its dealers to immediately stop the delivery of the affected vehicles. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Inflation in the United States ticked up in October, driven by costlier rents, used cars, and airfares, a sign that price increases might be leveling off after having slowed in September to their lowest pace since 2021. Consumer prices rose 2.6%. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.